Okay, we are going to start from the two dots, third line from the top, Lamed Amud Aleph 30A1. Ahu Gavra, now, again, there's a machlokes in Masechtas Mitzvos, whether it's Einus Begitten or not Einus Begitten. Biblically speaking, any time a person makes any condition, and he's prevented from keeping the condition because of circumstances beyond his control, we say that the condition is invalid and it doesn't work, meaning we say that don't consider that he didn't meet his condition. Because what is he supposed to do? He's an Einus. Einus Rachmana Patri. We learned it out from the narrowest Tassa Dover. Right? A woman, a girl that's Rachmana Lislan, somebody was honest her, she's not guilty. What do you want from a person? A person is not in charge of things that are beyond their control. That's called an Einus. Right? So now, the question is, did the Chazal change it or not? It's a machlokes tula shainus in Masechtas Ksubos. One lashon says that even though biblically speaking, if a man makes a condition in a get, and he doesn't meet the condition, he says, if I do this, the get should not be a get. And if I do, and he doesn't do it because of an einus, the get is not a get. Because the reason he didn't meet his condition is because of an einus. However, the Rabbanan stepped in and said, that that's going to create a problem because the tznuas, the very frum ladies, will always be afraid that perhaps there was an einus and therefore will never assume that the get was a get. And the prutzais will always say there wasn't an einus and get married and it might have been an einus. So in order to avoid that from happening, they said whenever a person makes a condition in a get and he doesn't meet it because of an einus, we remove the condition. So she's as if she's divorced anyway. She's not an Eishes Ish. In fact, she was never an Eishes Ish. That's how we deal with it. Rabbanim have the ability to remove Kedushin. Afkinu Rabbanim the Kedushin Minei. So the Rabbanim remove the Kedushin and make it as if she never was an Eishes Ish. That's one Lashon of the Gemara. That is the Lashon that says, Ein Einus Begitten. The claim of Einus is not a valid claim. Meaning the Rabbanim invalidated it by removing the Kedushin. The other man, the Amr, says, yes, Einus Begitten. No, there is no such takana to Rabbanon. A person can claim Einus Begitten, and therefore we will have to deal with an Einus, and the get would not be a get. That's the Machloikas Tula Shainus in Ksubas. So now we're going to have a story, and that story has to fit in both Lashainus, which Rashi will do for us. Dr. Gemara Huda Amar, a man said, Eloi Asina Tlasin Yaimun Levigita. If I don't show up back here within 30 days, to be a get. Asa, he came. Upaske Mabra, and the river crossing was blocked. So here is a guy. He wanted to come back. He's right on the other side of the river. And a technicality beyond his control is taking away the possibility, is not allowing him to keep the condition that would have invalidated the get. Amalu chazuda asoy, chazuda asoy. So he's screaming, I'm here, I'm here. Amr Shmuel Leishmei Masi, he didn't come.
To eat him or something?
Screaming across to everybody. We hear him screaming. I'm here, but he's not here. He's on the other side of the river. So Shmuel said he didn't come home. And therefore the get is a get. Now if you learn a night is begitten, it's simple. Really, biblically, this would not be a get. It's beyond his control. But Rabbanan said, we don't deal with such things. He made the condition. If an einus happens, we remove the kedushin. They're not married. If you hold yes, einus begitten, so then it's a question. He has a valid taina. I was an einus. And the answer is, this is so frequent, like a traffic jam in L.A., that he should have made this, spoken this out. Some conditions, some einsim, are frequent enough that he should have mentioned it. Without mentioning it, he's eliminating that claim. Let's do Rashi, who will plague this out. Dr. Rashi, Mabra, Me'aver Hamayim, Shlemotzes Hamabiris. He didn't find the river crossing. Leish Me'masi, Leimot Arachim. The Ein Tainis Einis, but not getting Lemay Manisna. We don't accept the Tain of Einis. That's the Lashon that says Ein Einis Begitten. We don't accept a claim of Einis when it comes to Gittin. Inami, Yesh Einis Begitten. If you learn yes, ein is begitten. Hakim the b'shmeitzer k'maisa the tzubas the high ein to the shchiachu. The Gemara says this is called a frequent einus. Biboile lasnuye. This should have been something he spoke out. By not speaking it out, he's eliminating his ability to claim this, because by not speaking it out, you're saying that's not a claim. Something to my right. Now, I'm going to learn this Gemara where Tysus explains it, because that eliminates many of the questions. Not that Rashi doesn't agree. Rashi doesn't address the issue. I will explain it like Tysus and then explain what the issue is. Ahudu Amalu, there was a person that said, Eloi Paisina La Plasin Yaimim Levigita. If I can't be Mephiaster, what's the word Mephias?
Mollify.
What? Mollify? Okay, that's not my usually my vernacular.
Appease.
I would use the word appease. If I can't appease you within 30 days, it should be again. Also, Paisa, he went and tried to be Mephiaster. The lawyer advised him, and she refused his offers. What is the word?
Entreaties.
She refused his entreaties. Amar Rav Yosef, Miyav Latarka with the Dinra of the lawyer advised him. Did he give her, meaning, did he give her 3 kav of money and she wasn't Mephias? Meaning his effort at pious wasn't good enough. If he said, if I can't appease her, he meant I will make a huge effort to appease her. He didn't. Huge effort to appease her means you shell out cash. He didn't shell out enough cash to make this a real effort of appeasement. Had he shelled out cash, according to this lesson, then even though she would have said no, listen, that's how Tyson's explained. At least he tried. He tried enough that we can say there was a genuine effort of appeasement. Without cash, it's not called a genuine effort. That's the first lashon of this Gemara. Without cash, you said you'll try to appease her. Without cash, that's not called trying. Now, because Tysus is bothered, and if you would have given her the cash and she said no, the bottom line is she didn't get appeased. The Gemara is trying to tell you, you don't control whether she gets appeased, but you control whether you tried. And the first lesson is saying, it is not considered trying unless you're willing to shell out cash. You didn't shell out cash, you didn't try.
Every woman has a price. Is that what I mean?
Wait, not necessarily. There are people that don't have a price. But when you said, this is a get if she doesn't become appeased by me, you meant you will make a Herculean effort to appease her, and you didn't do that. So therefore, you can't claim that you tried and you're an inus. I'm Rav Yosef. Some say, Rav Yosef said, Mini Tanka with the Dimri Boy Lamesim, look, a Paisa with Lame Paisa. Second lesson, Rav Yosef says, not Machuif to give her money. He tried to appease her, she didn't get appeased. So therefore, he said, a get should be a get if I don't appease her until 30 days. Right? He tried and he couldn't appease her. So the get is a get. So according to the first lesson, it is not a get. Because according to the first lesson, he never appeased her. And therefore, he can't claim I was an inus because he didn't. I want to make this work. I'm sorry. Oh! Right. The first lashon is saying he didn't try hard enough. Therefore, it's a get. I is an inus. He doesn't have the money. What do you want the guy to do? Heretics ain't inus begin. You said you would try. The guy said, if I don't appease her, it's a get. He's claiming now, I tried to appease her. I said, let me step back. If I don't make a genuine effort at appeasement, it should be a get. He went and he begged her, and she said no. The first lesson says, trying to appease requires cash. The guy says, I'm honest, I don't have cash, what do you want me to do? I couldn't keep my condition of trying to appease because I don't have the cash to try to appease her. First lesson says, A9 is beginning. Sorry, the claim that you're an honest doesn't work. You didn't keep the condition. You didn't the pizer, meaning the condition was met. Adarabba. You didn't the pizer, and it's a good get. Ah, you're honest that you didn't the pizer. A nine is begin. The second lashon says, no. Had pious required cash, and you would claim you have no cash, that would be a valid claim, and the get wouldn't be a get. But since pious doesn't mean that, pious just means try to talk to her. You did that, it didn't work, so the get is a get. But the second lashon says, had we translated the obligation to try to shell out cash, and the guy doesn't have cash, he could claim I'm an honest, and the get is not a get. It depends on Einan is begitten, or yes, Einan is begitten. Remember, I started today saying, there's a machloikis, whether we accept the claim I'm an honest. Everybody agrees that this guy didn't try cash because he doesn't have cash. He's an honest. First question says, we don't accept that claim because Einan is begitten. The second question says, we don't accept that claim because that wasn't part of the condition. Meaning, he said he tried and it didn't work. Doesn't require money. But had it required money and he doesn't have it, he would have had a valid taina. I couldn't try. I was an honest.
Is he shliach speaking?
No shliach. Husband. There's no shliach here.
Why is he trying to please her for the sake of what?
Again, a guy is giving a get to his wife. He's saying, I'm going to try to make up with her. He wants the marriage to last. She's angry at him. So he says, if I try to make up with her and it doesn't work, it should be a get. What does try to make up with her require that it's called he tried? He said, it's not in the get. If I try to make up with her and she says no, it's a get. What are the words try to make up with her require him to do? First lesson says it requires him to take a bundle of cash and offer it to her. That's what the words I will try mean. And therefore, the guy doesn't have cash. So he comes and says, I couldn't try. I'm an honest. We say to him, sorry, ain't honest beginning. Right? As I started today off saying, as the Mandeva that says, we never accept the claim of Inus, Takana Drabonon, they remove the Kedushin.
How can he then set up a condition that was going to make him an honest? You can't really put something up upon yourself.
That's what he did. Now, the second Lashon says, if that were the case, then he would have a valid claim. But we don't translate his words that way. His words, try to appease, doesn't mean a bundle of cash. Tries to appease means, say, I'm sorry, dear. I'm sorry, honey. And he didn't say that. He did say that. It didn't work. So the condition was met. That's why it's a good get. However, had the words met a bundle of cash and he doesn't have it, he could claim, listen, the condition was never met because I couldn't try. I don't have the money.
But isn't that all? If that's the case, it says he's setting up a scenario.
Again, you asked the question a minute ago. The Gemara doesn't seem to be bothered by that.
Maybe this is what he's bothered by. I myself am bothered by.
I know what the problem is. You don't have to explain him. I understand him. I mamish understand him.
But I wasn't listening to him. What I'm saying is more like he's controlling the onus. Is that what he meant?
Thank you, yes.
Oh, very good. The other cases of the...
Oh, you're masking them. I'm glad to hear it.
Again, I'm not close. But the other cases, like, where the cars, with the, what's called the... The cars,
even though it's Shkia, but I'm not, I don't... So I heard the Kasha, the Gemara doesn't seem to think it makes a difference. Let's read it inside. Again. Who Gerama Lula Yilai Pasina La Plus and Yayman Levi Gita. If I can't appease her by 30 days, it should be a get. Azul Paisa, he went and begged her, and she said no. Question is the get a get? He's claiming, right, I couldn't try because I was an honest. Because I didn't have money to try. Money talks. I didn't have money to do the talking. Amar Avyaisa Miyav Latakav the Dinri Veloyavaisa. He didn't try. And therefore, his claim of Einus, it would have been a valid claim if the claim of Einus is valid. Except by get, we don't accept the claim of Einus. Is that included in his condition? It's not an Einus. He didn't have to try that. If you hold Yesh Einus Begitten, you have to say that the reason it's a get is because there's no Einus here. So even though there's an Einus, it's a get anyway. That's the Tulish Einus. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Lehevi Gita Mi Akshav, Umasir Lo Al Tana Get Al Tana Zeh. Imloyan Fayesla, if I can't appease her. Paisa Bidvarim, Behir Bal of Reim. Rashi says, what did he do? So Paisa is not just saying, I'm sorry. Paisa has to include anything. So Rashi says he did. He got a lot of friends to get involved. He got people to talk to her. Please, be Michael the guy. Give the guy another chance. He means well. Right? And she said, absolutely not. You know, women are made out of bone. They don't bend so easily. He didn't do it. We have a big shame, Loi. So I mean it on us. The Ein Adam Yachol Litten Einus V'Tnai Shoget V'Havi Gita. So even though he did not meet the condition, doesn't make a difference. Also Tarka with the Dinri Boy L'Mesiv Lo V'Ein Loi. For Anasu, the Paisa B'Mesh V'Yad L'Asas V'Loi Faisa V'Havi Gita the Yesh Einus V'Gitten. It's not a get, because Yesh Einus V'Gitten. Hakim Adamar Pluksa the Trey Lishni. Right, he's claiming an Einus. Right. Rashi is saying, according to the second Lashon, it's not a get, because he's an Anus, because he didn't have the money. So I understood the Gemara saying, it's not part of his condition, because that's not part of a Faisa. Rashi is saying is, he doesn't have it. If he doesn't have it, he has a right of Einus. According to Rava, in the first sugya in Ksubas. Interesting, the second lashon, according to the way Rashi learns it, is that he has a claim of Einus. That Midi Tarka with the Dinri by the Mesavloi means he couldn't do the Tarka with the Dinri because he's an Einus. So therefore, it's not a get, Rashi says. It's not a get because Einus is accepted. I understood the line in the Gemara differently, but that's how Rashi explains
it. Makes it even stronger, this question. That question is setting this up a scenario to begin with.
What?
Again,
that was your question before.
Yeah.
It's still your question. Dr. Mishnah Weicher. Hamal v'mos. Okay, we're still continuing with Chazakah. This all started because we wanted to say that a guy makes a shliach for the get, you can assume the guy's alive and give the get, and because of that we wandered into the area of Chazakah, and we're still continuing with that discussion. Hamal v'mos is hakayim v'salevi v'sa'ani v'yismat v'shalayim v'chalkan. Now over here there's a chiddush, the Gemara is going to have three pshatim and how that works. But basically, a kohen comes over to a guy and says, can you lend me money? Can you lend me $2,000? And the guy says, how are you going to pay me? He said, listen, every year you have grain, you separate truma. Keep the truma as the payment. Now the Yisrael won't be able to eat it, but he'll be able to sell it. The truma that you separate will be the payment for my loan. Now, how that works is not so simple, because the truma doesn't belong to that kayan. If a kayan borrows money, he owes the money. What right does the Yisrael have to take the truma as the payment for that individual kayan? But that's the Gemara is going to deal with. But that works. Or a Levi. Levi comes over and borrows $2,000 and says, do me a favor, keep the meiser. You're separating meiser rishon. Keep it. That'll be the payment of my loan. Over the next 3 years, you'll keep the miser. that will pay back my loan. Or an ani. Poor person comes. The guy says, how are you ever going to pay me back? He says, listen, every 3 years there's ma'aser ani. Next year is the third year. You'll give 10% to the ma'aser ani. Keep it. And that's the payback for my loan. Now, the Mishnah is not dealing in why that works. The Mishnah leaves that for the Gemara. Why does that work? It's not the guy's money to pay back the loan. How does the... It's not like you gave it to him and then take it back.
Why not?
That's not the case. Because the Mishnah says, Mafresh alei b'cheska shein kayamim. You don't have to... The guy doesn't have to worry that maybe the kayin died. What right does he have to take the loan back from the truma? The kayin might have died. Or the levy might have died. Or the poor person might have died. You don't have to worry about it because you have a cheskas chai. That means you're not giving it to the kayin and taking it back. You're separating the truma and keeping it. You're separating the ma'aser and keeping it. You're separating the ma'aser ani and keeping it. The Gemara will deal with the technicality how you're allowed to do that. It's not his. He can pay with what belongs to him. How can you collect the loan from not his money? Ma'aser ani doesn't belong to that ani.
Can I give it to whoever I want to?
You give it to any ani. So we'll let the Gemara look. The Gemara will give three terutzim. We'll deal with that in the Gemara. All I'm saying is the Mishnah only assumed that you can do it. The Mishnah is not getting into why you can do it. The Mishnah is assuming you can do it. And the Mishnah is saying that even though you can do it, now the question is the guy still alive? You can assume he's alive. Rashi. This lender, keep the money. He can't eat truma. The kohen can't allow a Yisrael to eat truma, but he can sell it. Now that he can eat. Ma'aser rishon we paskin is mutter to Yisrael to eat. Ma'aser ani is for sure mutter for Yisrael to eat. But ma'aser is Yaakov v'yachov. He'll keep the ma'aser and he'll eat it. El shemavrish ma'aser min ha'ma'aser l'kohen. He'll have to give truma's ma'aser to the kohen because that he can't eat. Shebu tarim lazarim because ma'aser rishon and ma'aser ani are mutter to zarim. He didn't steal it. He already paid the kayim for it by giving him a loan. And at the time of the loan, he told the kayim, here I'm buying your truma. I'm buying your meiser. And therefore, he can keep it. Rashi says there's no gzeira issue because you paid for it. And there's no iser to eat meiser, so you can eat it. Truma, you can't eat. You have to sell.
Rabbi? Like, Rabbi?
Yes.
At the time you separate, do you have to have or may you have a specific Kohen, Levi, or and Ani in
give
mind?
Give the Gemara a chance. The first five lines of Gemara will deal with it. So let the Gemara do the explaining, and I think it'll answer your question.
All right.
This Mishnah was only trying to say that you can rely on the fact that he's alive. The Mishnah did not get into the mechanism of how this works. Zuck the Mishnah. Ve'ena chayshish, shema meisa kohen ha'levi, o hesher ha'ani. Or that the ani got rich. He doesn't have to worry about that. Because if the ani gets rich, he has no right to the meisa ani anymore. Meisu, what happened if the guy's actually died? So now, the guy died. He owes you $10,000. You were going to take the truma for the next 2 years. I said $2,000 before. And now he died. And the Yorshim have no obligation to pay the loan. So the halacha is, Tzarach little reshus min ha-Yorshim. You have to go to the inheritors and say, are you willing to assume your dad's dead? If they are, then you can take their truma, again, the truma as payment of dad's debt. If they're not willing to assume the debt, you have no right to take it. They don't have to pay the debt. In Hilvum b'fnei Bezin, what if this loan was done in front of Bezin? Ain't it tzarach l'rishus min ha'yorshim? Then it's automatic. He can collect it even if the people died, and Rashi will explain why. Zach Rashi. L'rishus min ha'yorshim, b'nei she'ein chayv zeh mutal aleihem. This debt is not incumbent upon them. Lost it. Yeah, the Freya. Yitomamrishus. In writing, she is kabel chayvim b'shvilam. If they're willing to pay their father's debt, ya'akum ha'meisers atzmai, he can keep his meiser. If there's land. If there's no land, Yarshim don't have to pay their father's debt. Cannot take metalklum from Yarshim. And Dina the Gemara. Tekanas HaGaynim is, as the world switched from an agricultural society to non-agricultural society, the Gaynim changed things. But I'm talking about Dina the Gemara. We're learning Gemara now. Now Rashi explains why that is true. The Ashkayach LeBezin LaHatu Choyv Zeb Akol HaKuna V'Alaviyah. Bezin has a power to say that all of Kahuna and all of Leviyah have to pay this debt. Fishitakantamu Shiyim Tzumos LaHavasai. Bezin says if you make this loan in front of Bezin, we get involved. And we obligate not only the guy himself to pay back his debt, but all Kehanim have to pick up this guy's debt. And all Leviyim have to pick up the guy's debt. Because it's their interest that they should be able to borrow money and use Truma Meister as payment. And if we're not going to let the guy collect after the guy dies, unless he has permission from the Yarshim, people aren't going to do this deal. The Yisrael will refuse to lend money to a Kayan based on Truma if he knows that's not guaranteed. So therefore, Bezin, if he does the loan in front of Bezin, Bezin steps in with a takana and says, listen, we are guaranteeing this because we're going to make, no matter which Kayin is supposed to get that truma, has to pay the debt. We're going to obligate all of Kehanim and all of Leviim to pay the debt with this truma of this guy.
So the Yershim are included in that.
They don't have to agree. It's not theirs. By the way, I want to explain, okay. I'll do the Gemara, then I'll come back and explain this. Makes it much easier once we see the first five lines of the Gemara. So Avraham Cohen is not going to ask any questions until we see the five lines of the Gemara.
This
principle? It's not the Shemitah.
I know, but it's like the principle knows this Gemara. The Basin takes it over?
No, it doesn't do a Basin taking it over. Kahuna, okay, let's do five lines of the Gemara, and I think we'll be much better off in understanding this. Frank the Gemara, Babakab, Liyasu, Liyate. How can you use the truma to pay a debt? It's not the Kayans. He never got it. You can't pay a debt with what doesn't belong to you. When he separates truma, it doesn't belong to this Kayan. How does he use it to pay a debt? Amar Rav, the Makire Kahuna Leviyah. So Rav says that it's talking about this guy always gives his truma to this Kayan. This Yisrael always gives his truma to this guy. So let me explain now what happens when a person separates truma. Let me explain what happens when a person separates truma. And I'm going to take this teretz and we'll go back and answer all your questions in the Mishnah. There's going to be three teretz, but we only need one to understand the mechanism. A person separates truma, that truma belongs to Kahuna. It's owned by Kahuna, the corporation called Kahuna. We don't know which Kayan's going to get it, but some Kayan has to get it. The minute he separates Truma, the money doesn't belong to him anymore. This item doesn't belong to him. It belongs to Kahuna. He has a right to choose which Kayan he's going to give it to. However, it's not his anymore. It belongs to Kahuna, and all he does is a retainer right to direct it to which Kayan he gives it to. Doesn't belong to any individual Kayan. It belongs to Kahuna at large. Or Maestros belong to Leviyah at large. Now, if he always gives his Truma to one Kayan, every other Kayan in the world gives up hope of ever getting it. In their mind, that Truma has nothing to do with them. This guy has been giving Truma to this Kayan for the last X amount of years. In their mind, as soon as he separates Truma, they don't know about it. It's not like they're aware. But they understand that this Truma is not theirs. They withdraw from that Truma. What? It's automatically earmarked. So by default, that Kayan becomes the only Kayan to own this Truma. He doesn't own it because you gave it to him. he owns it because all other kahanim in the corporation called kahuna withdrew from this truma. If a guy picks one kayin and a second kayin and a fourth kayin and an eighth kayin, so no kayin gives up hope. They're all hoping that they'll be the lucky kayin. But if he always gives this truma, and I don't know what always means, but if he always gives this truma to one kayin, then automatically, as soon as the truma is separated, there's a mechanism that goes into place. It belongs to kahuna, but no other kayin has dreams of getting it. And therefore, automatically, by default, he's the only kayin left in the corporation called kahuna. It becomes his. And therefore, the owner can take it as payment of the debt.
Is there a
Rabbi, do you mean
hold
to
second,
say
one
that
second.
Without...
We can only answer one question. Sorry. Wait, one second, Harvey, yes.
Is there a process that Kohanim would petition for Trula?
They used to go around collecting it.
That's the process.
They want to, or you can give it.
No.
It was the owner's decision who he gives it to.
It's kind of like today we have my stuff. I mean, I don't have to give it all at once to somebody.
Again, you have the right to decide who you want to give it to. If the guy gives all his truma to one kain all the time, so there's a process, and Rashi seems to say it's a biblical process, that all the other, some learn it's only rabbinic, that all the kehanim inevitably are withdrawing from the hope of ever getting that truma. It belongs to kahuna, and let's say there's 40,000 kehanim, 39,999 have no hope of getting this truma. So they withdraw their right for that truma. By default, he becomes the only kayin eligible. So now the truma belongs to him. I'm sorry?
The owner can get any benefit from a kohen? Like, does he get something in return because he chose to stick in a kohen?
The answer is no. I mean, you're asking a side question. I'll answer that later. Yes, Harvey, what was your question?
My question is, forget about the loan. Does this imply that once a family is giving their truma to a certain kohen, they cannot change their mind? They have a falling out with this guy?
If you learn this is biblical, can the guy decide, I'm no longer giving it to the kohen? Right? So most achrayim seem to say he can, but till he does, the process kicks in. He can change the process by saying, I changed my mind. But unless that happens, it's automatic.
He gets a new son-in-law.
Unless it happens, it's automatic.
Okay.
You can give it to a son-in-law?
Yeah. Now, answering your question of before, no kohen is allowed to offer any kickback to a Yisrael to give him truma. He cannot say to the Yisrael, if you give me your truma, I'll give you a $10,000 kickback. Or, I'll buy you maftir yainim. However, a Yisrael can go to another Yisrael and say, listen, my son-in-law is a kayin. I'll give you maftir yainim if you give the truma to my son-in-law. The kayin can't offer a kickback. But somebody else can offer the Yisrael something for choosing his, whoever he wants the kain of choice to be. That's called Taivas Hana. The Taivas Hana is that somebody can offer you something to choose the right to give the kain. The kain himself is not allowed to do that. It has to be a third party, a Yisrael, who's not getting the truma. He can offer a kickback and say, listen, if you take care of my son-in-law who's in Kailul and he needs truma, if you give him the truma, you'll get maftir yainim this year.
Does someone talk about how he gets out of giving to the son every year?
No, it's not discussed. What you're asking is Harvey's question. Can you change your mind on Makira Kahuna?
You said until you don't give it to this guy.
But you can change your mind. The question is, if it automatically became his, so how can you change your mind? That's your question that you're asking. That's why I'm asking.
Is there a chazaka when you give it to?
I don't know what you mean by chazaka.
You give it the same kind of beer as the rock.
Yeah.
I don't know what the amount is. I said I don't know what the amount is.
I
don't know what establishes Makirei Kahuna. I said that. I don't think Rashi tells me.
You say the same thing applies if I give the same chapter every year. I'm ukhrach to give again the following year? Or there's a process to get out of it?
I don't think so. It's not Maitzurani. It's a different halacha. I don't know. I don't think so. But again, I'm not sure halacha l'maitz. I don't think so. It wouldn't be 1 year, by the way. Again.
Let's say 3 years, 10 years, 20 years. One day somebody changes his mind. I want to
get to that. I said, a guy can change his mind. I said that too.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, so I'm not sure. The question's a good question. I have to look up to see how the mechanism works. Yes.
So how does this explain what Rashi was saying about it's all kahuna, it's all... How does that fit into this? Why did Rashi say it's really all of kahuna, it's all of...
Because if it doesn't belong to kahuna, how does it get to this kayan? How does it become this kayan?
Makire kahuna.
How does makire kahuna work? There's no kinyan. How does the truma become this particular kayin?
Somebody has a claim to it, so they quit claim.
Okay, get it. How does this pen become yours? You need to make a kinyan. Where is the kinyan on this truma? Again, where is the kinyan? You need a maisa kinyan.
I don't know. That's the problem?
Yes.
He's a kohen, so how does any kind of truma belong to him?
You give it to him.
So why is this answer better then?
Teretz, as soon as you separate it, it goes away from being yours and now belongs to the corporation called Kahuna.
Who separated it?
The owner. He separates truma.
That's the Kenyan right there.
Again.
He separates it. The
Kohen
has it now, right?
No. Kohen never gets it. A Yisrael lent the Kohen $2,000.
Right.
He separates his truma. The minute he separated his truma, it doesn't belong to him anymore.
It belongs to
the Kohen. It belongs to Kahuna.
Why not this Kohen?
Because how does it get to this Kohen? Who made the Kenyan? How does that become this particular Kohen? You need a Kenyan. Exactly.
The answer is
that as soon as you separate truma, the Rebbeinu Shlomo made it belong to Kehanim. Like Hegdish, when you separate Hegdish, it belongs to Hegdish. When you separate truma, it belongs to Kehanim. No particular Kohen.
Okay,
Mom,
so continue, please.
So now there are 40,000 Kehanim. It belongs to the corporation called Kahuna.
Yeah.
Then every Kayan says, I'm out of this truma because I never get this truma. So I am out of this.
Except for one.
Except for the one who always gets it. He remains the only Kayan in the running.
That's the Kayan.
So he gets it because he's the only Kayan in the running.
So that whole thing about all the Kahuna has is just...
That's a very important part. Not only, that's what makes it the kinyan work. If not, the kinyan won't work.
Hashem.
When a guy separates truma, just like when a guy donates to Hegdish, it becomes Hegdish. When he separates truma, it becomes mum and kahuna. But no particular guy.
And if he just loses it,
yes.
Then that marks it again?
No. Even not an item. So then nobody can collect it. No client can come and say, you owe me the truffa. I wasn't going to give it to you.
So Rebbe was embarrassing me and saying, what kind of
kinyan is that? I was embarrassing you?
Whatever.
I'm sorry. I wasn't embarrassing you. I was arguing and learning. That's not called embarrassing somebody.
This pseudo kinyan is just, I couldn't have answered it that way. I couldn't answer it the way you...
That's why you have Rashi.
So that's the question. It's really good question.